On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new Netflix film, The Babysitter Killer Queen, actor Maximilian Acevedo. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, that's a very cool background. I see Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman. Where are you Zooming from?
You know, we're in the Hollywood room, is what they like to call it, at my agency here in Beverly Hills, as well as Judy Garland.
There you go.
This is Marilyn Monroe. One of my idols, you know, Marlon Brando, Twiggy right behind me. So, you know, we got all the OGs.
You got all the OGs. I was going to say, I thought that was, well, that was quite the commitment for an office with all the OGs right there.
They want to keep it old school here. So, yeah. You know.
Where are you from originally?
Born in Glendale, California. Right. Raised in Eagle Rock, Highland Park, and then lived in Vegas for a few years and moved back to LA, the homeland, in 2018.
So you are one of the few rare native Angelenos.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct, man.
You don't see too many, especially in the entertainment industry, ironically. Everyone's a transplant.
We've got to stay out of the country.
Yeah. What brought you to Vegas and what made you get out?
You know, my parents just thought it'd be a little bit of an easier life living over there. And then after quite some time talking about it, thinking about it, specifically with my mom, you know, she was like, I think you need to go back home, son, which was LA, and pursue what your dreams are. And that was becoming an actor. So here we are now.
Here we are. Cut two. You got the movie called The Babysitter Killer Queen. Fun title. What's it about?
You know, it's a pretty crazy movie. The genre is kind of like a what the F kind of genre. It's like a comedy, horror, romance. It's like all combined into one. McGee is a very, very crazy director, very high energy kind of thing. A lot of improv. And, you know, you're definitely in for a wild adventure, especially if you've already seen the first one. This one's a whole lot more action packed. So.
And who else is in the cast with you, and who did you bond with on set?
Man, you know, we got Robbie Amell. He's an amazing, amazing guy. King Bad, she's one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. Infamous Bella Thorne, she's great. Emily Malin, she plays my girlfriend. Judah Lewis, he's the kid that got babysat in the first one. You got Julio Cesar Chavez. He plays my little sidekick, right? Me and him, we're best buds on the set. And then you got Boom Boom, Jennifer Foster. She's our other friend in the film. And, you know, it's just...
Solid cast.
Yeah, it's a big cast, man.
You're also a recording artist.
I am. I signed with Thump under Universal Records, and I have a song called Make You Mine that we're going to be releasing sometime soon. We're not sure yet, but, you know, we're doing the finishing touches in the studio, and we're going to see what happens with it. You know?
Nice. Congrats, man. How would you describe your sound, and who are some of your influences?
You know, I've always been a big Justin Bieber fan. I mean, I love everything, though, you know, from like rock with like AC/DC. To, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm a fan of many different types of genres of music. So it's just, I'm a big chameleon, you know what I'm saying? And that's always been my style, whether it was acting or singing. If you ever heard of Lil Peep, I have a little bit of that kind of thing going on. I'm more of a screaming passionately, but still singing kind of thing. So,
okay.
You know,
bringing the heat.
I'm just trying to bring in something different, man. You know,
okay.
Myself, genuinely, full heartedly, and, bring it to the table.
We'll have to talk to you again when you got that music out. So good luck with that. And I saw on your IG, nice whip there. What is that? Camaro? What year?
Hey, man. Camaro SS 2019. And it's actually in the shop, South Bay Rap. Shout out to them. All right. Jeremy. We're getting that ocean blue shimmer with a little bit of that gloss black on top rims. Dude, when that thing is done, it's going to be the Batmobile is what I like to call it. So.
Careful out there. Careful out there when you get that bad boy. All right. Have you been passing the time with, you know, productions being shut down and all that?
You know, when the gyms were shut down completely, that was definitely a hard time for me mentally because I've never experienced that ever in my life. So I started learning how to do more of the body weight kind of workouts. I was hitting the field at UCLA quite a lot. And but now that, you know, things are about to start opening back up, it's back to grind time. I actually found a gym up in Woodland Hills, which was Zoo Culture. Shout out to Bradley Martin. I've been working out there for the past month. And, you know, it's been keeping me sane, but when the gyms, when everything was shut down for the time being, I was going crazy. I was going absolutely nuts. But like I said, everything's about to open back up. I couldn't be more excited, as well as I've been training Muay Thai hardcore with my trainer, Gino. Shout out, Gino. And just been keeping me, you know, level-headed, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got to get that energy out, man. I got to stay sane with that. I get it. Exactly. All right, listen, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Outer Banks.
Okay. Okay. Go-to karaoke song.
That's a hard one. We're going to have to go.
You got a set list or what?
Dude, I mean, oh my God. I like way too many. You know what? We're gonna do a Grease.
Okay. Which song?
How does it go? How does it song? It's fucking...
A Grease song. That's all right.
You need a song. You got to run. I don't know. I forgot how.
That's a crowd pleaser, though. You don't need to know. They got the words right there.
So you'll need the lyrics.
Yeah. God. What about your celebrity crush growing up?
Jennifer Lawrence, maybe. You know, I don't know. I mean, she's... Yeah. You know,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. That one you knew real quick, huh?
Hey. Okay.
And last one, your dream gig.
To work with Mark Wahlberg. Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe. The Rock, but Mark Wahlberg, I've got to say, man, I grew up to him. I've loved all of his movies. Rockstar, Fear, Lone Survivor, you name it. That's like been one of my number one idols. You know, shout out Mark, and I hope he sees this. And that'd be an honor, man, one day. So we're going to see, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Good dude. Happens to be a buddy of mine. So I'll have to let him know that. Listen, watch The Babysitter Killer Queen on Netflix September 10th. Maximilian, nice meeting you, man. And thanks for checking in. Hopefully we'll see you in person.
Great meeting you, Mario. Hopefully I see you soon.
You got it. Take care, brother.
Take care, man. On with Mario Lopez.